two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're also looking for an overnight low of 28. 34.
8 o'clock. Time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Through Their Eyes, our special series with Utah teenagers discussing current events is coming up in 30 minutes.
First, our top local story. The wish list is getting longer, it appears, for the new Salt Lake Airport, and the cost is going up again.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, they're adding or expanding new facilities to handle extra growth. Passenger load and flights have all increased in recent years, and they say the budget now needs to reflect that, going up to $4.1 billion. But local taxpayers won't be paying for it. They say the higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by the airlines and passengers. The Tribune says these kinds of expansions include Delta wanting a larger Sky Club or higher tech equipment needed for security screening. They also need to look at adding longer runways for those larger jets going nonstop to Asia. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The pilot of a small plane that crashed into homes in a Roy neighborhood is being identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden. As the investigation into the crash continues, residents of that Roy neighborhood where the plane came down are asking what can be done to keep their neighborhood safe. Aviation expert Mike Maurer says, like so many communities in Utah, there are homes very near airports.
The city has grown up around that airport, and now people are saying, well, this airplane's flying over my house. Well, the airport was there before your house was.
This is the fifth time a small plane has had problems in or near Roy since 2017.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Much warmer than normal today with highs near 50 degrees along the Wasatch Front.
We got the winds picking up today as the storm approaches from the north and west. We'll see some stronger gusts in the southwestern part of the state beginning this afternoon. That's where we have a wind advisory in place. And in some cases, the gusts could go above 30, 40, or even 50 miles an hour. And that's primarily the West Desert, and that's going to begin sometime this afternoon.
Grant says the snow hits overnight and is expected to affect tomorrow morning's commute, with the valleys getting as much as 3 inches by the time it ends around noon.
Governor Gary Herbert telling the state health department not to distribute 100,000 Utah-themed condoms. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the State Department of Health says their goal is to fight HIV infections. Their idea was to get creative and hand out condoms branded with tongue-in-cheek plays on state slogans. For example, a spin on the license plate ski slogan, "The Greatest Snow on Earth," but swapping around one of the words. Also the phrase, "This is the place," along with about 10 other varieties. However, a committee member who helped create the campaign confirmed that they did receive a phone call from the governor's office yesterday asking them to stop distribution so the packaging messages can be reworked. A statement issued by the governor's office said, in part, he does not approve the use of sexual innuendo as part of a taxpayer-funded campaign. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's a busy day in the Senate with impeachment and trade on the agenda. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, articles of impeachment are presented by House managers in the Senate at 10 a.m. our time, followed by Chief Justice John Roberts being sworn in. Then he administers an oath to the senators at about noon. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says of the trial,
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
Trial begins in full on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian prosecutors are beginning an investigation into whether U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under illegal surveillance, possibly by associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Bob Menendez tells CNN he's asked the Justice Department to also investigate.
It would be ironic that Ukraine is more interested in pursuing the security and what happened to a U.S. ambassador than the United States and the State Department would.
The accusation stems from texts received by Giuliani associate Lev Parnas. And the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is expected to be ratified by the Senate today, right after President Trump signed a Phase 1 deal of trade with China. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, though, unimpressed.
The real answer to a good deal with China is a new president.
Schumer says the deal favors corporations over employees. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Well, today, as we've already established, another big day in the impeachment process as the presiding judge will be sworn in, then the Senate. Boyd Matheson is the host of Inside Sources on KSL News Radio and joins us live with the insight. We smile a little bit, but there never seems to be a dull moment back there, does there?
Never a dull moment. And there'll be more pomp and ceremony today at 10 o'clock local time, noon back east, high noon. I think that's significant. They'll go into the Senate chamber. You know, they'll make that walk. The seven managers will walk back across. The sergeant in arms will yell, "Hear ye, hear ye." He will threaten everyone to be silent at the threat of imprisonment while the House presents the articles of impeachment of the President of the United States. And so that's how that will all begin today. So it'll be a little interesting to see that. And then, as you mentioned, about 2 hours later, the senators will escort Justice John Roberts to the presider's chair, where he will be sworn in by Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, president pro tem. So he will take charge at that moment. And then the senators each individually swear an oath and more ceremony. They will actually have to walk up to the bar of the Senate and sign their names into a book that they are taking this oath upon them as it relates to the impeachment trial. I do not think you will see gift pens being passed around as we saw yesterday. To me, that was actually a disappointment from Nancy Pelosi. As she signed those articles of impeachment to send across to give out commemorative pens and take selfies, you know, around the documents in that not solemn, not serious, not a good look for the country.
What do you think about, I heard a story about restrictions on media, being able to approach senators as they're coming out of the impeachment. What do you think about that,
Boyd? I think it'll probably be a little tighter than normal. It's always a little tricky navigating. Those are not really super wide hallways there. And trying to get back to a Senate office from the Senate chamber, you only have so many options, so many ways you can go. There's typically what they would call the scrum at the bottom of the escalator before you either get on the train or walk over to the other Senate buildings. And so the pariah pit will be fast and furious as these members come down the stairway there, people wanting to get some sort of a comment. And remember, it is okay for people to lobby the senators on how they will vote. Again, different from a trial jury, anybody can lobby. A Utah citizen, if you have an opinion about how you think your senator should vote, you can call their office and you can weigh in. So it's a little different. Chuck Schumer, back during the Clinton trial, said, yes, I will be lobbied. And he actually ran on it. He was in the House. Remember, he was in the House running for a Senate seat and said, if you vote for me, it will be a vote in the Senate to keep President Clinton in office. Wow.
We'll look forward to Inside Sources coming up at 11 this morning. And here, I don't know if you're planning on talking about this, but the former Giuliani associate, Lev Parnas, now is giving interviews with MSNBC and CNN, how that does or doesn't play into any of this.
I wish we had time for you to talk about it here. Yeah. I'll wait for Inside Sources.
Listen today.
All right. More coming up. Traffic and weather together in 2 minutes.
Hi, Doug Wright. And after 50-plus years in broadcasting, I'm ready to vacation. Morris Murdoch Travel has invited my wife, Dee, and me to host the Canada and New England Fall Foliage Cruise. That's coming up in October. We'll enjoy the splendors of fall colors in Boston, Portland, Maine, St. John, Halifax, and Bar Harbor. We'll see other beautiful historic sites on this Canada-New England cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas. Call Morris Murdoch today. Join us on this charming cruise experience. You can book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL, but hurry, this cruise will sell out. Best staterooms go quickly. Or you can book the cruise adventure at the 24th Annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, January January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Dee and I will be there on Saturday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by and say hello. We're talking cruising and vacations.
Come on and get away. More is further.
Come out and see us at the Travel Show. I hope you can join us.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orme or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpaSDental.com.
All right, time for us to get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mount America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. And our triple team traffic starts with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, just got a tip from a traffic trooper and have it up on the cameras now. A crash northbound on the West Belt right at the turn to the 201 freeway and Redwood Road. They've got it into the Gore area between the exit ramp and the main flow at this moment. Still have northbound delays on I-15 between Bangor and 90 South. And delays along the 215 South Belt between Redwood and I-15 and a crash at State Street, 17th South in Salt Lake. Eric?
Still slow northbound Foothill Drive from I-80 up to the University of Utah, but showing signs of breaking up. In Utah County, no problems there on the freeway. Redwood Road a little bit busy, 2100 North. Heather?
We've got crashes up through Weber and Davis County. Southbound I-15, you've got two of them approaching Layton Parkway. And from there, you have stop-and-go traffic through Kaysville and more slowing into downtown. Northbound in Weber County, we've got a crash up in Far West that had been blocking center lanes, but now they've got it moved over to the left shoulder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we have a warm day in store, Grant.
Winds picking up today. That means a storm is on its way. It's going to be warm, windy today with some gusts around 30 miles an hour. Could be stronger in some places. Partly cloudy. We're up to 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, snow showers begin early, early in the morning through the midday hours. 1 to 3 inches in the valleys tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a couple of degrees above the freezing mark, 34 degrees.
We'll talk in a moment with Debbie Dujanovic about that small plane crash in Roy, that just terrible small plane crash, and for the people who live up in that area. That's coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for running along with Utah's news station. Nobody wants to have plumbing problems, Amanda, but I think it's a pretty sure thing that if you are a homeowner, at some point you're going to have plumbing problems. That's an unfortunate fact of life. But when those things happen, it's great to have a handy number on your fridge like we do at the Hughes household, where you can call somebody you trust. And for us, of course, that's Superior Water and Air.
You know, the first time I remember calling Superior, I was so nervous. I thought, oh, my gosh, there's water coming through the ceiling in the garage. What am I going to do? But he came out and held my hand through this whole thing and fixed what was wrong. And then the next time it was a little bit easier. And the next time it was a little bit easier. Yeah. And now if something goes wrong, I just think, call Superior. It's not going to be a problem.
They really do make you feel like there is no dumb question here. And that if you don't take care of a problem when it's small, it's going to be a much bigger problem. So they're glad that you called. You will be too. Superior says, don't worry, we got this. And they mean it. They have been the company that Utah has trusted since 1956.
Just call 974-9090 or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
You know how some people look at winter and think, it's kind of dull. Well, stay away from those people. Oh, wait, better idea. Invite them to Winterfest and let them see just how much fun you can have in one winter weekend. Book your stay in Bear Lake Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th for Winterfest. And discover an almost unlimited list of events. There's winter sports and trails day, snowmobiling, snowshoeing, tubing, a free shuttle to get you from point A to point B. There's the Lake Monster 5K, a chili cook-off. Okay, listen, instead of me telling you all about this, visit bearlake.org and explore all the options, including restaurants displaying their specialties at the Sunrise Resort Event Center. Don't let anyone tell you winter is dull. Visit Scenic Idaho. Visit BearLake.org and get up close and personal with Winterfest. Come on, get out of the house and have some fun. Visit BearLake.org.
What's my New Year's resolution? I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I know she's the one, and this is the year. It's 2020, the start of a new decade, and I'm going to start it off right.
Come to Shane Company when you're ready to take action, and we'll help you find the perfect ring for your proposal. As Salt Lake's friend in the diamond business, we offer the best selection of engagement rings and wedding bands for every budget. You'll find hundreds of unique rings inspired by the latest trends. Our designers continually create new styles, as well as update our classics. Shane Company has the highest standards for quality and craftsmanship in the industry. Our rings are made so well, we're able to offer a warranty that's free for a lifetime and even covers your center stone.
Propose with a spectacular engagement ring, a ring she'll wear every day for the rest of her life, and make this the most memorable year yet. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
News sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
We had a lot of good updates on road conditions this morning from our traffic texters. Keep them coming in on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a couple of hours, the House impeachment managers are expected to cross Capitol Hill and officially read the articles of impeachment to the Senate. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
The White House has made it clear that they would like to see a trial go no more than 2 weeks, that they are prepared to fight any effort to bring witnesses in.
The trial expected to begin in earnest next week, this coming on the heels of new revelations from a man close to the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Lev Parnas implicated President Trump in the alleged campaign to pressure Ukraine.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Parnas told MSNBC it was all about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. The White House did not explicitly deny what Parnas said, but insisted the president did nothing wrong. Though Parnas's claims are largely uncorroborated, he did supply handwritten notes, voicemails, and text messages now in the hands of the Senate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Ukraine is now opening an investigation into the possibility that former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch came under illegal surveillance during her time in Kyiv. This morning, the Senate is expected to pass the USMCA, the replacement for the NAFTA trade deal. At the White House this afternoon, the president will be talking about prayer in school, laying out new guidance to protect what the White House says are expressions of religion in public schools. A whole lot of people apparently keep forgetting where they have stashed their guns.
In 2019, more than 4,400 firearms were discovered on people passing through airport security or in their luggage. That's a 5% increase over 2018. In its latest annual report, the TSA says that most of the guns were loaded. The number one explanation offered by the offending passengers, I forgot.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The Dow is up 155 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. They're in at the top of the hour, sponsored here by Trajan Wealth.
And Debbie Dujanovic is here to talk about that plane crash, Debbie.
I was shocked when I saw a KSL investigative report last night about how many small planes have crashed across the state over the last 2 years. 71 small planes.
I had no idea.
And in fact, we dug even deeper this morning and we found that 97% of aviation fatalities occur in general aviation flights, during general aviation, not commercial flights. So most people who are killed when they're flying or when they crash are in smaller mm-hmm. aircraft. And in fact, we're talking out there. Dave lives practically under the flight path of Hill Air Force Base. And he says it just rumbles the house. And I know when I grew up kind of by Scottsdale Airport in Arizona, very small airport at the time, we would hear small planes all the time circling around our home. And something we never really think about, the dangers of flying in small aircraft. Now, people are going to say, well, it's safer than road travel.
Yeah. Which it is.
It's, you know, it's true. But certainly this raises a whole new question once again about living in this flight path.
Yeah, Amanda and I actually both live right by airport number 2. And I can't tell you how many times I've thought about this. And we've had small planes twice in the last few years that have ended up in the soccer fields mm-hmm. just south of airport number 2.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go there to get their license, you know, their training. And I worry about it all the time on takeoff and landing because now there are small homes or, you know, communities right around.
But wasn't the airport there first?
It was.
I mean, moved in the laws, and there's this thing about how you move to the nuisance. If the pig farm's there first and you move close to the pig farm, you can't tell the pig farmer, it smells.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ogden-Hinkley Airport has been there since World War II, according to our research.
So if we move there closer, we have to take on that nuisance, I use that word in a legal sense, or that we have to take on that chance. Because we moved close to them.
Right? Still looking for the reason behind what caused that plane to go down. Yeah. Of course, the tragedy is the pilot's life was lost. You look at the video captured by Chopper 5. Unbelievable how that plane wing broke apart on the roof of that townhome. Thankfully, no one inside those townhomes or in the parking lot where the plane actually went down was injured or killed in addition to the
tragic.
Pilot.
So tragic.
More today.
And we look forward to David Dujanovic every morning coming up at 9 o'clock here on KSL.
8:19, let's check Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, retirement planning, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have delays on I-15 off and on between Bangor Highway and 106 South. Crash just moved off the freeway from 215 onto the 201 freeway and probably off onto Redwood. Got delays at the intersection of 17th South and State Street. Southbound lanes mostly blocked. The left lane is blocked for northbounders trying to go through the intersection again, 17th South, State, and Salt Lake. Eric?
No major spots of continued congestion in Utah County. You just have spots here and there at intersections. Basically, a University Parkway in Orem, for instance, from the freeway over to State Street, just a little bit of slowing there. I-15 continues to look good from Provo through Lehigh. Heather?
We've got a pretty bad crash in Clearfield. This is on Main Street, heading south, right at 800 North. In fact, all southbound lanes are closed. Everyone's being diverted onto 800 North, and that has traffic backed up to 1300 North. For those of you getting on the freeway, southbound I-15, pretty good from Ogden till you get to Layton Parkway. That's when you hit the brakes into Kaysville, with a few more slowdowns waiting for you as you approach downtown Salt Lake. Updating your kitchen in 2020. Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's extend that view of your 7-day forecast here with Grant.
It's warm, it's windy today as the storm gets closer to us. Partly cloudy, we're up to 50 degrees. Tomorrow, snow showers for the morning drive. It starts early in the morning, tapers off afternoon. Highs tomorrow, 38, and then a lot of clouds on Saturday, but we're up to 40 degrees. Mostly sunny up to 41 on Sunday. 42 Monday and partly cloudy skies. We'll see more clouds Tuesday, 41, and then more snow possible Wednesday with a high of 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, the temperature is 35 degrees.
We want to give you $500 in free gas. Who's going to say no? And it's real easy to do starting next Tuesday.
You just go to KSLNewsRadio.com. Do it today to register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas. And then you just listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio.
Get up and go.
Celebrate winter in Logan, just 90 minutes north of Salt Lake, where we do winter right. Cozy up to the fireplace at a historic bed and breakfast and enjoy an array of shopping and dining options. Just come to Logan. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. Breathtaking and up close and personal, and it's only $5. Check out Utah State basketball games or gymnastic meets, live concerts and performances, or even classic movies. Want to head outdoors? Logan is home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or go tubing on a 500-foot hill, all at affordable prices and shorter lines. Rent snowmobiles and winter gear at Beaver Creek Lodge to explore the beautiful mountains. There are tons of trails for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and birdwatching. Ice fishing can't be beat. Bring your gear or rent it here. Just come to Logan. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $65. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter. Logan, we're cool like that.
My son Drex was 18 when he died in a car crash. A seatbelt could have saved his life. 44 inches of woven fabric, a quarter inch of steel. Less than 3 seconds to take one end of the buckle and click it into the other. I can't save Drex's life, but I might be able to save yours.
A message from Zero Fatalities.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum-whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Reporters complaining about restrictions in the impeachment trial. Details from Sean Michael Lyle now at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Members of the news media complaining about proposed Senate rules for the impeachment trial. Correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel says they'll limit reporters' access to the newsmakers.
The draft rules would confine reporters to a single area and bar them from speaking to lawmakers unless senators choose to approach them.
Reporters typically get sound bites from senators as they head to the elevators or board the underground shuttle. Reporters groups calling on the Senate not to adopt these rules, saying they're much more restrictive than those of the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The ResMed company that makes sleep apnea machines has agreed to a $37.5 million settlement after it was accused of giving illegal kickbacks to healthcare providers in return for customer referrals. The company denies any wrongdoing.
KSL Drives now. General Motors says it's going to build an electric battery factory in Lordstown, Ohio, next door to an assembly plant it shut down last year. The battery factory will employ over 1,000 people.
The CDC says it's once again safe to buy and eat romaine lettuce. A total of 167 people from 27 states were infected with an E. coli outbreak stemming from romaine lettuce shipped from the Salinas Valley region of California.
I think I've been rolling the dice here because we've had romaine salad in my house all this time. Let's see. The Dow Jones Industrial having a good day so far, up 157 points at 29,187. The S&P up by almost 16. The NASDAQ on the plus side by 62.
Are there any problems in your morning commute? We'll take a look next, coming up on Utah's Morning News.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops. And hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit ogdensflooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Listen up. We're rewarding KSL listeners with $500 in free gas.
We are giving away Maverick fuel cards
three times a day, starting January 21st.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register.
And then just listen.
Thanks for making us part of your daily commute.
From Maverick, adventure's first stop at KSL News Radio.
8:29, time for a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Beautiful day out there, blue sky and sunshine. Let's see if it's nice on the ground. Here's Andy.
Well, we haven't gone completely perfect yet, but we've got some delays remaining. I-15, Bangor to 123rd, but going north into downtown on I-15, that's the last of the slowdowns at 1700 South and State Street. I'm also seeing traffic moving through a little bit better now. Still have lanes blocked kind of in the middle of the intersection, but not blocking any of the directions completely any longer. Eric?
20 minutes northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain if you're on I-15 Utah County. That's normal. We've got good movement as well. Redwood Road heading up to the county line. If you're over on the 215 eastbound going to Foothill Drive, expect to see slowdowns immediately as you get onto Foothill. And it's going to be pretty slow for a while. It won't be until you get up to about 1300 south before it shakes up and gets back to normal speeds. Heather?
We've got problems for drivers in Clearfield. Southbound Main Street is a parking lot from 1300 north to 800 north, where there's a crash blocking all of those southbound lanes, everybody being diverted in that area. If you're on I-15, you still have a little bit of slowing from Layton into Kaysville and a couple of brake lights popping up as you approach downtown Salt Lake. Live at the Eccles presents humorist Jenny Robertson at the Eccles Theater February 7th. Jenny's witty depictions of everyday situations never fail to have audiences rolling with laughter. Tickets at liveeccles.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at that forecast warm today. Back over to you, Grant.
Well, it's going to be one of those windy days before a storm arrives. And with the south wind picking up, it is going to warm things up too. We're around 50, partly cloudy skies today, but quite breezy for especially the afternoon hours with some strong wind gusts possible. Late tonight, here comes the snow into the early morning hours Friday. Snow for the morning drive on Friday, so heads up. And 1 to 3 inches possible valleys. Highs tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Still have delays on I-15, but it's clearing out. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Articles are to be read, then the judge and jurors will be sworn in today.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the House impeachment managers present articles of impeachment soon in the Senate chambers. It's the start of a day of ceremony, but Senate Leader Mitch McConnell maintains it's a partisan effort, saying just a short time ago.
That's why our colleague, the Democratic leader, told the press that whatever happens next, as long as he can weaponize the trial to hurt Republicans in the 2020 election, quote, it's a win-win.
The trial gets in full speed next week, likely on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian prosecutors have opened an investigation into whether U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was illegally surveilled while in their country. An associate of President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani received text about following Yovanovitch. Lev Parnas is under federal indictment and is telling the media he had firsthand knowledge of quid pro quo in Ukraine. And meanwhile, breaking news about that, the General Accounting Office watchdog says that the White House office violated law in withholding Ukraine aid that is at the center of the Trump impeachment. Meanwhile, the Senate is poised to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement today, one day after President Trump signed the first phase of a deal with China.
Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough.
The China deal also facing congressional approval like the USMCA. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Roy after another deadly small plane crash.
There's airplane parts all over the tops of the houses.
Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Just after 3 yesterday afternoon, the plane went down in a Weber County townhome neighborhood, which is near 50th South and Airport Road in Roy. Officials say the 64-year-old pilot David Good took off from Sky Park Airport in Bountiful and was supposed to land at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. He was killed in the crash, but no other injuries were reported. Officials say he was alone in the plane, and they still don't know what caused it to go down. Good was the founder and president of Ogden-based Good Ski Technologies. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues now with KSL TV's Ashley Moser, who says some neighbors are now asking for changes.
5 crashes now since 2017, and the reason for each of those crashes different for each situation. But now residents say, you know, they fear that this might happen, some even questioning if they want to continue living here.
An aviation expert says the neighborhood appears to be sort of a magnet for these accidents, but stresses the airport was there before the neighborhood was built around it.
A father and son walked 20 miles to get help after their car got stuck from bad GPS directions south of St. George. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The family was driving back to Colorado from a vacation in California. They wanted to see the Grand Canyon, but their smartphone app told them to take backcountry roads through the high desert east of Mesquite. After driving 30 miles on the dirt roads, the car got stuck in the deep mud, clay, and snow. It was on Black Rock Mountain. The dad and teenage son tried to walk back to a town. After 20 miles, they reached the Lime Kiln Canyon area and got a cell signal. Rangers got to the rest of the family before they got too cold and dehydrated. They say it's miraculous they survived. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, you'll hear from a teenager who logged off social media permanently 2 years ago.
And Triple Team Traffic.
New City Street accident in Clearfield. I-15 slowdowns northbound between Bluffdale and Draper, and southbound between Layton and Kaysville. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $500 Maverick fuel cards. Dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. We're Utah's news station.
It's the most epic thing to happen to Utah since the first flake of snow fell to the ground. Woodward Park City is now open. Woodward is the nation's first all-in-one action sports and ski resort, along with indoor and outdoor facilities for skateboarding, BMX, scooter, parkour, cheer, and digital media, all in one location. Woodward Park City also offers professional lessons, memberships, and youth camps. Find out more and purchase lift tickets at woodwardparkcity.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is it too early to do spring cleaning?
We bring the springtime with us, ma'am.
Just walk around and point at junk you wish would disappear.
Point? Wow. You really do bring the springtime.
We leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
As we start the new year, all of us at Diamonds Direct just want to say thank you. 2019 exceeded all of our expectations, as so many people here became not just our customers, but our family. We thank you for your support, your confidence, your trust, and as we enter 2020, we reaffirm our commitment to you to provide an unparalleled shopping experience with an even larger selection, even better value, stronger warranties, but most importantly, an even stronger resolve to exceed your expectations. Diamonds Direct, the only jewelry store in America with a 60-year history in the diamond industry, worldwide connections, a vast network of diamond cutters, unsurpassed buying power, and the nation's largest and most experienced staff of true diamond experts. If you're getting engaged or celebrating a milestone in 2020, we invite you to see how this remarkable combination can benefit you. Diamonds Direct wants 2020 to be your year, filled with optimism, dreams, accomplishments, and most importantly, love. Get store hours and directions and shop anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
Through Their Eyes, our special series featuring Utah teenagers discussing current events on Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda.
Thursday morning, and our special series continues with a look at social media. Are likes damaging the way we interact with each other?
I talked with Dylan, Micaiah, and Josh about social media.
I've completely removed it from my life.
Why?
Just because I've seen the negative influences that social media can have.
On yourself or on others?
On everyone. There are coworkers at my job where I work, and there are times where I'm able to just talk with my coworkers, but many of them I still do not know to this day because all I can see is the top of their head as they scroll through Instagram. So just seeing that and observing it, it caused me to realize that when I'm on social media, I'm doing the same thing. So I completely removed it from my life, and I no longer participate in social media.
How long ago did you do that?
This was about 2 years ago.
So I think when it comes to Instagram and social media, I specifically, and I think everyone, a lot of times goes around asking the question, what can I possibly take a picture of and then post on Instagram to show that I have a life and that it's a good life or a perfect life? And with everyone asking that question, all we see on Instagram is these little snapshots of people's perfect lives that don't actually exist. And with all of us asking that question, what will be the most aesthetic on my Instagram page, I forget to ask what is the most meaningful thing in my life rather than what can I show on Instagram.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think we as a society have gone incredible lengths to dehumanize struggle. And I think that's completely the wrong approach. I think struggle is probably what makes us more human than maybe anything else, that we do have things that are challenging to us, you know, that we overcome, that we hopefully grow from and become better. I think when we're so focused on what other people think, we forget that. We fall into that trap. We think our struggles are bad. We're not the perfect people that we're supposed to be, that everyone else seems to be. Whereas, you know, if you set that up for yourself, you're never going to be happy. You're always going to have something you're struggling with. And so I think when you fall back on that, to have struggle is to be human.
I learn from these kids every week. I mean, they look for what is most meaningful, this one young person did. Mm-hmm. Not for what I can post. What is most meaningful in my life? We'll hear some more from Dylan, Micaiah, and Josh coming up. 8:39. Right now, let's check Triple Team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, delays are almost gone from I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley. There's just this touch of a backup for a few blocks right after the Bangor Highway on-ramp in Draper. You'll wait a little bit to get on the freeway at 90th South. That on-ramp's pretty full. And then really the rest of the way to Salt Lake, it'll take you longer to get on the freeway than it will once you're there to get to your destination. Still have a little bit of cleanup going at 17th South and State Street. It seems like northbound lanes have a little bit more of the backup than southbound. Eric?
Slowdowns continue northbound Foothill Drive from I-80 up to about 1700 South. Then it gets a little bit better by the time you get up to 1300 South. I-80 into the mountains, no problems there. And westbound I-80 through Sugar House, also without accidents at the moment. I-15 Utah County, that's running along at normal speeds. Heather?
Speeds are improving southbound I-15 through Davis County, but you're still going to see some brake lights off and on between Layton and downtown. If you're on US 89 heading north, we've got a parking lot situation as you approach the I-84 interchange. And then good news in Clearfield, Main Street has reopened, but only one left lane is available, and traffic is still backing up toward 1300 north, but at least the roadway is open at 800 north. Winter brings snow and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof. Protect your home with heat cable. Visit WasatchHeatCable.com today. That's WasatchHeatCable.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. We're going to be likely, anyway, at record highs today, according to Grant.
Well, if you've been here long enough, you know you've heard the term warm before the storm. Today, it's one of those days. It's the south winds pick up. And our temperatures by this afternoon hovering around 50 degrees. Not going to last long, though. The winds picking up means a storm is on its way, and it gets here into the overnight hours. So early tomorrow morning, we'll expect snow, widespread snow for the Wasatch Front. Morning drive tomorrow. Highs tomorrow 38 and 1 to 3 inches in the valleys by tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Up a little bit with that sunshine now. 35 downtown.
A third of college freshmen surveyed in 8 countries said they need mental health services.
Wow.
I asked the 3 teenagers what they think about that, and I'll share with you their responses in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
More of Through Their Eyes coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, so keep it here on Utah's news station.
Well, the holidays are over, and now is the time to start thinking about a new year of the RV season that's on the way. On the way. On the way. And if you've been thinking about an RV, new or an upgrade, or your first one, then don't wait. The preseason blowout sale is happening right now with low season pricing like these. A 2020 Bushwhacker with an off-road package for only $9,888 or $119 a month, zero down. Or the new 2020 Salem 177 BQ Bunkhouse for only $14,923 or $159 a month, zero down. Or how about the 2020 Gulfstream BT Cruiser 5210, fully self-contained motorhome, only $61,778 or $450 a month, zero down. See store for details. Don't wait to pay more in the spring. The best deals are happening right now at Paris RV, 4360 South State, or 5545 South State, or online at parisrv.com.
Shopping. Don't you just love shopping?
Yes, I'll take those in black, brown, and chartreuse.
The fashion, the excitement, the sales.
On sale? I'll take 3.
But do you know who loves shopping even more than you?
Of course you can start a fitting room for me.
The woman who opened a credit card in your name.
Oh, here's my card. Just put it all in there.
You should have had Power Protected Checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with 24/7 identity theft protection to alert you if your personal information has been compromised. And now she's heading to the jewelry counter. Can someone stop that woman? Make sure your identity is protected. Get Power Protected Checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it. Insured by NCUA. Restrictions apply. Credit monitoring provided by TransUnion. Recovery services provided by InfoArmor, Inc. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
KSL News Time, 8:45. Let's get our top national stories.
The government's watchdog says this morning that a White House official violated federal law in withholding security assistance to Ukraine. The holdup of funds is at the heart of the articles of impeachment against President Trump. House impeachment managers once again carrying the articles of impeachment over to the Senate today, where the articles will be read aloud. After that, Chief Justice John Roberts will be sworn in. He will preside over the trial and will administer the oath to all 100 senators who will act as jurors. Now, the question of witnesses, still up in the air.
The White House has made it clear that they would like to see a trial go no more than 2 weeks, that they are prepared to fight any effort to bring witnesses in. But the president himself has sent mixed signals on this, at times suggesting that he would be open to witnesses, at times suggesting that he wanted to see other witnesses, such as the Bidens. So this is not a certainty here.
That's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. With continuing coverage, the impeachment of President Trump. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Through Their Eyes, our special series featuring Utah teenagers discussing current events on Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda.
As you were saying a moment ago, Amanda, universities across the country discussing ways to improve mental health services for students.
I asked Micaiah, Josh, and Dylan about mental health and their generation.
Well, first and foremost, I want to recognize that anxiety and depression and mental health concerns are very real. But also, I want to recognize that college life is hard for everybody. Everybody has those fears. Everybody has those concerns. And I think when I look at my generation, I see that my generation is a little bit soft. We've been really sheltered on our electronics growing up until college life, and then college life hits us, and we have to work, and we have to provide for ourselves. And there are parental expectations, all of these things. That's something that everybody experiences. And so I think we need to shift our focus, and colleges need to shift the focus from let me give you all this therapy that you need, to this is what you can do for yourself to keep yourself mentally healthy. In the article that we read, there was an expert that said there are steps that people can take to keep themselves mentally healthy. And I think those are the focuses that we need to put on our students, is not that we'll provide you with all this therapy, but that, yeah, college life is hard and here are the things that you can do to keep yourself mentally healthy and to thrive in this college place.
That's interesting. Well, Josh, what do you say?
I think our expectations definitely need to change. I think the goal, right, of going to college is so that you can leave college being independent, right? And so I think the goal is to be able to resolve most of the – I mean, everyone's going to have stresses. I think those day-to-day stresses, hopefully you're able to find a way to deal with those yourself. That being said, I think that colleges providing therapy options is very, very important. I think most people don't realize that that's something, you know, at some point in your life, you'll probably want to get there. That's a good thing, right? Everybody, if you have a stress or something, go and figure that out, talk it out. That's an important thing. And I think we need to normalize that. Kind of going back to what we were talking about with the Instagram earlier, I think we have an expectation that that's abnormal or that's bad. There's a stigma kind of surrounding that. And no, I think that's a pretty good thing. Obviously, for day-to-day stresses, we want to find ways for people to become independent. You shouldn't, you know, be dependent on the therapy. But I think finding ways to resolve a lot of those issues through therapy is an important thing, too. Mm. I don't want to disvalue that or discount that.
What do you think, Dylan?
I think that a big problem with this need for counseling is the lack of funding for it. And I believe the answer to this funding problem is that the students need to pay for the counseling themselves. What needs to happen is that the colleges, since this problem is specifically at colleges, the colleges can raise their tuitions and through that provide counseling, and then the students are therefore paying for their counseling themselves.
That's not going to be very popular.
No, I was going to say, not many students would raise their hand for a higher tuition cost. But
it's so interesting to hear from them.
Always is. And, you know, back to the first segment, you can't underestimate how tough it was for one of these students to just quit social media.
Yeah.
These days, it is a major part of kids' life, major part of adult
of
lives these
lives.
Days. But to walk away from it, I admire that.
The segment's called Through Their Eyes, a look at all of the issues of the day through the eyes of Utah's teenagers.
It's 8:49. Triple Team Traffic is back again, brought to you by Mount America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy, any problems that are going to cause us a slowdown out there?
Well, there aren't any more big problems, at least around the Salt Lake Valley. There's still a touch of slowing on I-15, both at 123rd South and then right before 53rd South. Traffic's also a bit heavy as you come into downtown on the main flow between 21st South and 6th South. But we're looking good. 201 freeway, 8400 west, 7200 west, all your northbound cross streets in the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
Delays still happening on Foothill Drive from I-80 up to the University of Utah. And, it's not spilling over onto the 215 east belt, so at least you got that. And if you're heading out into the mountains, I-80, no problems this morning. In I-15, Utah County, got no difficulties, unlike yesterday, heading from Provo up to Lehigh. Heather?
Well, even though Main Street has reopened in Clearfield, you're still down to just one left lane, and traffic is a parking lot between 1300 North heading south to 800 North, where that crash is being cleaned up. And then southbound I-15, we're almost back to normal freeway speeds. Just might see a brake light or two through Bountiful Woods Cross and heading into downtown. The Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out where that snow is in the 7-day forecast, Grant.
It's a windy day, partly cloudy, and really warming up before a storm gets here. Highs today right around 50 degrees. Early tomorrow morning, here comes the snow. We'll expect snow for the morning drive tomorrow. Highs 38 for our Friday. Saturday up to 40 and more clouds. Sunshine on Sunday, we're up to 41, and then partly cloudy Monday, 42. Back in the 40s Tuesday with clouds and then snow possible Wednesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
What if I told you, and I realize not everybody right now may be in the market to sell their home, but a lot of people would like to know what their value of their home is. What if I told you that you could do it as simply as getting online, inputting your home details, and request an offer, and within 24 hours get an offer?
Oh, yeah. It's so simple.
It is simple if you go to opendoor.com.
Opendoor.com/myoffer, and you can get a competitive offer on your house. So if you're thinking about selling your home, I remember the last time I sold my home. This can be a very stressful thing. Trying to get your home and keep it clean constantly and get the kids out of your house.
And schedule people to come in.
And then worry about, will the person who's buying my home, will their offer fall through? Will their financing fall through? None of that worry with Open Door.
No, I think the key word is flexibility. You can get paid in a matter of days after your closing, and close in as little as 14 days, or they'll stretch it as long as 60 days, whatever works for you.
It's so easy and convenient. I'm surprised not everybody doesn't use this. So getting started is so simple. You just input your home details, and then you request your offer just like that.
Get your free no-obligation offer now at opendoor.com/myoffer.
Don't wait. Go to opendoor.com/myoffer and sell your home stress-free. Offer eligibility varies.
I'm Utah Tax Attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
My name's David. I had a tax problem. It started 15 years ago, it started fairly small, and it just slowly kind of spiraled out of control. Couldn't buy a house, couldn't get qualified for any good financing. You know, I mean, it affected my whole life. And then, you know, it got to the point where they even took my passport. So it ended up that I owed a little over $70,000. I think it was $73,000. So I decided I needed some help. You know, I met Jordan. He was positive about it. It actually turned out I got a letter in the mail from the IRS, and they said that I owed $3,073.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
Just don't hesitate. Stop putting it off. Just call Jordan.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories, along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at Deseret Book, DeseretBook.com, and Deseret Bookshelf. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. U.S. retail sales rose at a solid pace last month. I think that's what's pushing these markets. The Commerce Department says this is evidence that Americans were willing to spend during the winter holidays, even after a sluggish November.
Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow is up 174. That's 0.6%. We're at 29,204. The S&P is up 17.9. That's 0.5%. The NASDAQ is up 57.6. That is 0.6%.
KSL News Time, 8:55.
Many of us have acquired a lot of credit card debt during the holiday season, often with very high interest rates of 20 to 29%. With interest rates that high, how does anyone ever pay this debt off? The good news is you can get rid of your credit card debt and other debts by refinancing your mortgage by calling Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick has great technology and is closing the majority of mortgage loans in 12 to 22 days. Paying off credit card debt at high interest rates of 20 to 29% for new interest rates of 4 to 5%, the savings can become huge. You can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. Give Rick a call, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com and let Rick get the process started for you. Car payments, hospital bills, collections, any debt can be included. Call Rick, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com. That's loansbyrick.com. Simple, fast, professional. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, and Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, Equal Housing Lender. Some restrictions apply.
Richard Whipple, leader of the band. Dad, this year marks 20 years since your passing. The great talks, hiking, fishing, and all that we did together were awesome fun, except going to work with you in plumbing, which was not fun. When sent to get a part, you taught us to run both ways, to the truck and back, as fast as our legs would carry us. And you must have told us 100 times to triple check our work. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. You taught us by example to stand behind our work, to get there fast, to pull the ox out of the mire, to charge a fair price, and to not charge anything to someone truly in need. I learned for sure what I didn't want to be when I grew up, a plumber. But it didn't turn out to be so bad. Your example made you the ultimate Whipple service champion, Richard Whipple. It was hard for your generation to say, I love you, but I know you did. I love you and miss you, Dad.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Dad, your guiding hand will be with us always.
Hey, it's time for Jazz Notes. Jazz back on the road tonight, trying to make it 11 in a row. Here's Cleon.
I usually don't talk about my personal life, but...
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
I had some dental work done, and boy, does my mouth hurt. The Jazz's offense has smashed other teams in the mouth during their 10-game winning streak. Utah's hammered opposing teams' defenses to an average of 117 points a game during that stretch. If it was the full season, that would be third best in the league.
What about winner, winner, chicken dinner?
Yes.
Tonight's game against the Pelicans will mark the halfway point of the season. If Utah wins, they sit at 29 victories. Not even during the Jazz's run to the finals did they finish with 29 wins at the midway point. In both of those seasons, they finished with 28. And make sure you check out the latest Jazz Notes podcast with Ben Anderson while I rest my mouth. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Hi, it's Doug Wright, and if you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to be the newest member of the KSL Movie Show Club. As a member, you'll be automatically entered to win tickets to exclusive VIP screenings, events, movie show swag, and much more. So, be a wiener. Join us now for free. Just text the word movie to 57500 or visit ksl.com/win. We'll see you on the movie show Fridays, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
8:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services. Retirement planning, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is almost clear. The only slow spot we've got left is right around the south interchange. There's some southbound delay over the 215 overpass and switching from 215 onto I-15. The northbound side, other than a few heavy spots near on-ramps, you should be able to keep the speed limit all the way to downtown. A water main break affecting drivers on 70s, and that's between 39th and 33rd South in the northbound direction, Eric.
And it's a little bit slow entering the university area in Salt Lake City before eastbounders on 500 South, for instance, and northbounders on Foothill Drive. That's just usual slowdowns there. I-15 Utah County, that's running along smooth. Heather.
All lanes are now open. Main Street in Clearfield. Delays still remain between 13th North and 8th North, but they're easing. And then southbound 15, good speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
50, believe it or not, for a high today. That'll all change the day after when we get more snow. And right now it's 35 downtown.
Dave Dujanovic will be talking about that plane crash yesterday.